to lust. He was very bold, not compromising in Siddhanta. So you can all serve him in this way. You should try to realize what was his teaching. What idea was about for Krishna, for Srimati Radhika, what is bhakti, theories about Siddhanta, about Jiva Tattva, Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, and try to realize it and be bold to preach that thing. Then it is that you are serving still him. When I hear his preaching about Jiva Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, I see that he is in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, in the line of Bhakti Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and in the line of Prabhupada. And when I compare to all others, I think that, I see that they are very far away from the principles of Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. But when I see him and his all preaching Siddhanta, I see him, that he is actually in our Gaudiya Vaishnava line. Some of the devotees of today Krishna consciousness, this society, they are perhaps derailing from the main Siddhants. So they don't follow Rupa Goswami. They now want to follow Ramanujacharya, somewhat like that. Vaidhi Bhakti, but it is still not pure Vaidhi Bhakti. So you are lucky to be in his line and try to serve him and to realize his thoughts. Today is also the birthday of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. I have told something. There is lot of things to explain about him, to tell about him. If we can hear and tell for years and years, we cannot complete it. He has done a lot of things. Actually, when Bhakti Vinod Thakur came in this world, Gaudiya Vaishnava, this line was actually covered with Sahajiya, Mayavadi, Sakhi Bheki and all others. When a man used to die, only Vaishnava with a Kirtan party used to come and go to a Smashan Bhumi. And they used to have some rupees. This was Vaishnav, not Vaishnav. Any civilized person or learned person they don't want to hear the name of Vaishnava. In the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only Sakhi Bheki were there. Taking one's wife and going to Vrindavan here and make a waste like sadhus, and Babaji and Babaji Ain, and children's coming, no harm. Red cloths. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur first wanted to preach the real doctrines of Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The dialogue between Raya Ramananda and Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The siksha of Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. He began to publish magazine that was
Sajjantoshi.
And in them he began to publish Chaitanya Charitamrita partly, sometimes other things, and thus in whole Bengal, first Chaitanya Charitamrita he published in a very little shape, with Amrit Pravaha Bhashya. And when Prabhupada came, he became so much strong, and all over Bengal, it was preached. When Prabhupada, I have told how he took birth in
Jagannathpuri.
When he became of 7-8 years age, he became a very big learned person in whole Bengal in astrology, to count all the stars and all these things, and he was given a title of
Siddhanta
Saraswati at that time. All famous persons in Bengal they give. And when he became 16, he began to make panjika,
calendars, almanac.
And at that time, Ashutosh, the governor of Bengal, first Bengali governor in India, he started
Calcutta
University, and in that he has a seat of
astrology
and head of the department. He wanted to keep him, and he sent so many messages, but he told, I have not come to count the stars and the dust of
this
sands. I have not come for this. I have come to preach whole world Krishna consciousness. When he was a boy of 16 about, Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw his wife told him that he is doing nothing, so he should earn some money. You should make any arrangement. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent him to a king of
Tripura
to teach his son Sanskrit and Bengali. But in 4-5 months, he became master, that boy. But he began to chant Hari name, and Vaishnava philosophy and Vaishnava ways began to come in him, in that boy. So the queen told that, I will take poison if this tutor is teaching him, my boy. So you should get rid of this
teacher,
Saraswati Thakur. At that time, he used to give 300 rupees per month, and it was now as a three, what, more than 10,000.
Arobeshi.
So, the king told that my wife is telling so, I will give you 300 rupees per month where you will be, without teaching. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told, I don't want to take any advice. In 4-5 months, there was a very big library having Vedas, Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavat, so many
commentaries.
He read all there. He read whole the library. And he noted facts, some things. And he returned back, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Kept him the responsibility of Mayapur. Mayapur was that time barren, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur discovered the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and made him
in charge
there, made a roof hut, but big, and Gaur Vishnu Priya were installed. After that, Lakshmi Priya came. After Pancha Tattva came, and so on, Radha Krishna also. And then big temple was done. From here he began to preach in Calcutta, here and there. So many boys, very qualified, like our Guru Maharaj, Van Maharaj, Siddhanti Maharaj, Madhava Maharaj, Hare Griu. So many came and they were given sannyas, tridanda. You know the how he got initiation from Srila Gaurakrishnadasa Maharaj. You know perhaps all. They will tell. So, each Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Prabhupada were not, especially Prabhupada. Then all the books written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur has gone in the stomach of rats only. Understand?
Yes. But eaten by
rats. Akui, blind and white ants.
He is the strong and so solid acharya that in the whole world, in a very little time, small time, he preached over whole world. But what are his teachings? I may touch two or one. That we have come to this world. We have so many problems. So many problems. But being in so many problems, we should try to fix our aim and object first. One day we will have to die, not taking anything with us. So, there are so many problems, but yet, in the guidance of Ashraya Tattva, we should serve Vishaya Tattva. This is my object of the life. What is Ashraya Tattva? Guru is Ashraya Tattva. But mainly, there are two Ashraya Tattvas. One Sri Baladeva Prabhu as a Guru, and second, first Srimati Radhika. Two are Ashraya Tattva. Who can serve Krishna so much? Baladeva Prabhu can serve in all things. And Srimati more in Madhur Rasa. In Madhurasi, everything is there. So she can serve Krishna by body, mind, soul, all senses, which Baladeva Prabhu cannot do in that form, male form. So he has to come in also Anangamanjari form. And this Anand Manjari Junior to Srimati Radhika,
younger sister.
So, Srimati Radhika is more Ashraya-tattva in Gauriya line. Though Balde Prabhu is also Guru-tattva. But in Gauriya-tattva, in Gauriya line, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give not Baldev Prabhu's harsh thing, but what thing?
Srimati
Radhika's Kinkari Tattva. All others of Baldev Prabhu has been given before by others. No? Santa, Vasya, Sakha, Vasal has been given before. But this has not been given, and anyone cannot give it, only Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can give it. So Krishna took the mode of Radhika and beauty, and he became gold. So the mode of Srimati Radhika is called Prem Mahabhav. Radhika's all the senses, all the body, everything has composed by Krishna. Krishna Bhavi Jar Kaya Indriya. What is Mahabhav? Radha. What is Radha? Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Hladini Shakti. No? The Pranaya Vikriti of Krishna, it is called, she is called Mahabhav. Hladini Shakti. So Radha is that tattva. So supreme ashraya tattva is Srimati Radhika. So we should be in the guidance of ashraya tattva, that Srimati Radhika. And in that line, like Roop Goswami, Roop Manjari, Rati Manjari, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Lalita Vishakha. So in this line, he wanted to get this Krishna Prem. So this line is ashraya tattva. So Siddha Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is telling that be in the guidance of ashraya tattva. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan, and Roop Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, all others. Here our ashraya tattva is Rupanugatya. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur or all have accepted it. He used to tell that we want to be the fish dust of Rupa Manjari. So, in the guidance of Ashraya Tattva, we should serve Vishaya Tattva. Who is Vishaya Tattva?
Krishna.
Gopinath. Gopi Jana Vallabha, he is Ashraya Tattva. Vishaya Tattva. So this is the highest thing Faith Srila Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati wanted to give. So that's why people so many problems, no heart. But now then, living, we should fix our aim and object of the life this. Don't try to solve all your problems. Not only in one life, in lakhs and lakhs lives, you have not solved it. You have tried so hard, but never it will solve. So in this life you cannot solve. So let it be. The more, the root problem is what? We have left Krishna. And we are drowning in the ocean of birth and death and suffering and sorrows. So, in the guidance of Ashraya Tattva, now Ashraya Tattva, though Srimati Radhika is in the root, but the Guru. So, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is Ashraya Tattva. Being in his Ashraya Tattva, don't quarrel. And always try to fulfill the manobhishta.
Desire, heartly desire.
Inner desire.
And this is Guru Seva. This is Guru Seva. We will die one day. So before dying, our aim and object of this sadhana bhajan or life should be fixed. And if it is fixed, then everything is okay. And if it is not fixed, nothing is there. He told that, I have given so much sufferings to so many persons. But one day they will realize this fact that what I have done for the gain of others, not for me. I have taken so many sons, so many husbands, and made them brahmacharis and sannyasis. One day their father and mother will certainly realize that he has done with good for us. The persons who are opposite me, opposition, that I wanted to establish pure varnashram dharma, daiva varnashram dharma. So many Brahmins, so many Goswamis, so-called Goswamis, the commander of mandirs, they become opposite to me. They oppose me. But one day they will realize, if they are sincere, that I have told all things true and for the benefit of whole world, they will realize. I think it is true what he told. Those persons, very, very big, big Bhattacharjis,
Chattopadhyay
Bandai, those who were opposition to Srila Prabhupada, after his passing away from this world, they were called in meeting in our Devananda Gaudiya Math. Guru Maharaj called them. And they admitted this fact undoubtedly, that he was a very, very, very realized soul. We have done mistake. At that time we had not realized him, but now we are thinking. So he was of a very big personality. I think that you should all something give
Pushpanjali
lotus feet by this telling. I should not take so much long time. So you can tell something. They can tell. Left his body. What became? When he was in pilgrimage to Braj Mandal Parikrama, at Radha Kund, he stayed there 3 nights with about 1,000 of pilgrims. At that time he was telling, he became reddish mouth, very grave. He told that, I have come to give something from the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The same thing he came. But I was engaged in cutting jungles of Sajiya, Sakhi Dheki, Mayabadi and all others. Karmi, Jnani, all. Because it was full of jungle. I wanted to give something affirmative, that thing Krishna prayed, but I could not. So you should know that I have not come to meet you in same class, only cutting jungles and cutting. If anyone, any devotee, being for 30 years with me here, he should go very deeply in Chaitanya Charitamrita and he will see what are the aims and chak of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come to give Krishna prema. So in this life we will have to practice for that thing. This is main thing. And to cut jungle is
secondary.
Outwardly. Hmm?
Secondary
thing. So if anyone is not understanding these things, feelings, then he will be Nishvisheshvadi. By cutting jungle and jungle, he will be like a jungle. So I don't want that all devotees should be in the same class cutting jungle. Those who are seniors, they should try to know all these things. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, anarpita charin chirat karuna tirna kar. And there, this song he told that Sirupa manjari pada, seimura sambhara. Our object has to be the lotus feet dust of Srila Rupa Manjari, Srila Rupa Goswami. That is why we are called Rupanuga. What is the meaning of Rupanuga? Following Vaidhi Bhakti only we cannot be Rupanuga. Because Ramanuj, Madhvacharya and all has taught all these things. Anyone has not given Krishna prem like Rupa Goswami in the guidance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what is the meaning of Rupanuga? There is ragatmika, rag. Rag means the actual prem of Prajavasi to Krishna. Like Yashoda, Subal, Sridham, Gopis. This is a rag. And raganuga means those who have some greed to attend this thing, rag. Like gopis and Brajavasi. They will practice like Rupa Goswami is what he has told in Bhaktivedanta Swami Sindhu and other books. To have that thing. They are Raganuga. I have come to give this Raganuga bhajan pranali, but I could not. So try to understand all these things. This is first and all others are secondary. Pradhan is that?
Primary.
And this is secondary thing. So, the senior Vaishnava, so try to enter in that. He has told also, those who want to satisfy all karmi, jnani, yogi, tapasvi, and to serve all demigods with Krishna. They cannot enter in Shuddha Bhakti. One-ended Bhakti should be there. Aikantika Bhakti. Those who want to preach mixture of the Bhakti, they cannot enter into Shuddha Bhakti. To serve my Gurudev, I can destroy whole world. He told that only Harinam Sankirtan is Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. This is the object of Gaudiya Vaishnava. So he told so many. We should remember all these things, try to read all these things, and try to practice all these. I think this was also aim of the Swami Bhakti Vedanta Swami Narayan, and this would be object of the whole, all disciples of Srila Swami Narayan. I think that this was also the goal of Gaur Govinda Maharaj. He was so strong in this. Gold Pramana.